the third and final lesson of the new birth, amen, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, amen, everlasting life. In Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 8, the Word of God says, "The former treatises have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of him 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining unto the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked Jesus, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. These scriptures reiterate over and over that one must obey God's commandments. The Word of God says, Jesus said, If you love me, you will obey my commandments, and my commandments are not grievous. We spoke in the beginning of these lessons that God gives commandments, and that if one disobeys God and breaks God's commandments, one has committed sin. Amen. And so, we must obey the Lord's commandments. Praise God. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 8, the Word of God speaks about receiving the Holy Ghost and speaking with tongues. This word tongues means languages. Amen. And it says that they spoke in other languages. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 8, And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. That is, the disciples of Jesus Christ, 120 believers, in the upper room, praying and waiting and tarrying for the gift of promise that the Lord said, I'll not leave you comfortless, but I will send back the Holy Ghost in my name. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, suddenly there came a sound out of heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house wherein they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues. That means diversity of tongues. Cloven languages, diversity of languages, like as of fire, and it set upon each and every one of them. Amen. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. These were Jews, but being born in other nations, being in Israel, they spoke other languages other than Hebrew. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and they were confounded, because they heard every man speak in his own language. And they were amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are all not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we, every man, in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Amen. This is a miracle, that the Lord, when he sent back the gift of the Holy Ghost upon the believer, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit united with their spirit, and God spoke through them all the glory and wonders and marvels of God, and he spoke it in other languages, other than the language that the Galileans spoke. Amen. And these others heard this and were amazed. Acts chapter 2, verse 36 through 39, Peter, he preached that plan of salvation. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that Jesus, that same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ, both Father and Holy Ghost, both God and the Spirit. Now when they heard this, when the people heard Peter's preaching, they were pricked in their hearts. They come under conviction. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Thank God that God chose Peter to speak the words of life, the plan of salvation. In Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, You must repent, and you must be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. If you obey this and do this, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You must have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not optional. The Holy Ghost is God's Spirit living in you. Apostle Paul said, Amen, that he was crucified with Christ, died with Christ. Nevertheless, yet he lived, yet not he, but Christ lived within him. The Holy Ghost dwelling within us is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. For this promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hear these words, folks. Amen. The gift of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Acts chapter 8, verse 5 through 8. Is going to state and prove out the Holy Ghost is not automatic. Hear my word. There's popular preaching out that when a person comes to God and repents of their sins, that their sins are automatically remitted and that they automatically receive the Holy Ghost with no sign whatsoever of the infilling of His Spirit. But this is contrary. And this is not what the Word of God says. Go to the Word of God with me. Go to the book of Acts chapter 8. Go to verse 5. And we're going to find out about a man named Philip. And when this disciple Philip went down into the city of Samaria, he preached Jesus Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which Philip did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, come out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and they that were lame, they were healed, and there was great joy in that city. Acts chapter 8, verse 12 through 17. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Hear this. Then Simon himself also believed and was baptized, and he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, they prayed for these Samaritans that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet, the Holy Ghost was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. This is evidence in the Word of God that the Holy Ghost is an experience that one experiences with God. It isn't automatic when you tell the Lord you're sorry, but you must obey God's Word in your repentance, in your water baptism in Jesus' name, and then God will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Because the Word says that Philip preached to these people, they received his Word, they received Philip's preaching, and they were baptized, both men and women. These people repented, these people were baptized. But the Bible says, verse 16, but as of yet the Holy Ghost had not fallen upon them, showing and proving that it was not automatic. Then Peter and John came down out of Jerusalem and laid hands on the Samaritans, and they received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 10, verse 30 through 46, we're going to speak again about Cornelius the Italian, a Gentile, receiving the Holy Ghost. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon the tanner by the seaside. He, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Praise God. Immediately, therefore, Cornelius said, I sent for you, Peter, and thou hast done well that thou art come. Now, therefore, we are present before God to hear all the things that are commanded thee of God. Cornelius got his friends, his neighbors, his loved ones, his family. They all gathered to hear what God was going to command them through Apostle Peter. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that fears God and works righteousness is accepted of God. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching by peace, Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with Jesus after he rose from the dead. And he, Jesus, commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify, it is he which was ordained of God to judge the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name, Jesus' name, whosoever believeth in Jesus shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. These people, Cornelius, had not yet received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It happened when Peter preached the gospel to him and preached to him Jesus Christ. And those that were with Peter, which saw the Jews, these Jews that were with Peter, when they saw that the Gentiles also received the gift of the Holy Ghost, they were astonished. And how did they know that they had received the Word of God, the Holy Ghost? They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Hallelujah. So now we know from these examples that on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one accord in one place, praying, seeking God, and suddenly there came a sound out of heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house wherein they were sitting, and cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God giveth the utterance. Amen. This gift of the Holy Ghost with the speaking in tongues is evidence that God has filled you with His Holy Spirit. It happened on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost was poured out and they all began to speak in other languages as the Spirit of God gave utterance. Amen. It happened, amen, on when Philip preached the gospel to them in Samaria. Amen. They received the Holy Ghost when the apostles came and laid hands upon them, showing that it wasn't automatically given at repentance, but it actually took place, amen, as a separate gift. Amen. It also happened with Cornelius, the Italian. When Peter preached the gospel to him, the Holy Ghost fell upon him. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. In the book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, Apostle Paul, he went to the church in Ephesus, and it says in verse 1, it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, Paul said unto them, now listen, folks, listen to what Paul says. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, if the Holy Ghost was automatic, if everyone that repented of their sins automatically received the gift of the Holy Ghost, it would be ludicrous to think that Paul would come to these disciples and the very first thing that he says to them is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you first believed? If it was automatic when a person told the Lord they were sorry, no one would ask someone, did you receive the Holy Ghost? And these people spoke to Paul and said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And again, I'll emphasize that Paul said, well, then how was you baptized? And they said, we was baptized under John the Baptist's baptism. And Paul said again, John the Baptist truly baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe upon him which should come after him, that is, on Jesus Christ. Now, folks, when they heard this, they were all baptized again. Not under John's baptism, but in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of their sins. And then Paul laid his hands on them, and the Holy Ghost came. How do we know the Holy Ghost came? They spake in tongues, and they prophesied. This is God's plan of salvation. This is what it means to be born again. This is why the Word of God says, amen, that a person must be born again of the water. The water is water baptism in Jesus' name. And they must be born of the Spirit, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God giveth the utterance. This is called the new birth. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. This is God's commandments. This is what God commands for all of us to do. We must obey God's word. We must fulfill the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38. We must do what the apostles commanded when they spoke and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the only true plan of salvation. This is the only way for a man to be born again. This is the only plan. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. There is no other name given unto man whereby we must be saved. The Word of God says if another man would come, if any man would come preaching any other gospel than the gospel that the apostles preached, let that man be accursed. Even if an angel from heaven would come preaching any other gospel than the gospel that Jesus Christ preached through his apostles, let that man be accursed. That's why we proclaim that we preach and teach the apostolic faith. The word apostolic is taken from the word apostles. Jesus Christ commissioned his apostles, and in the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached this gospel, the word of God says they all remained in the apostles' doctrine, in the breaking of bread and prayer. This is God's plan. If a man would enter into heaven, if a man would be born again, let him obey the Lord's commandments. Let him obey this apostolic faith doctrine, this apostolic teaching, this teaching of Jesus Christ, when Peter said, once again, I reiterate, if you want to be born again, if you want to be saved, if you want to make heaven your home, then you must obey the Lord's commandments. He said if you would come in any other way, if you try to get in by climbing up over the wall, you're the same as a thief and a robber. You must come through the door, and the door is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ commissioned his apostles, and Jesus Christ spoke through his apostles. And the plan of salvation is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Memorize this. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is God's one and only plan of salvation. I pray that you will obey it, that you might be saved. God bless you. Amen.